Pete Buttigieg is seeking a partial audit of results from the Iowa Democratic Caucus. The Democratic presidential candidate made the request for a partial re-canvass to Troy Price, chair of the Iowa Democratic Party. Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has already submitted a list of 25 precincts and three satellite caucus locations that he wants the party to review. Sanders says if there are mistakes, correcting them could give him an edge in the razor-thin difference in results. Cities and counties would not be able to make local rules on gun accessories tougher than state law under a bill advancing in the Iowa House. Those accessories include high-capacity magazines and rapid-fire bump stocks. The bill states that if local governments ban weapons at public buildings, they must also provide screening and armed security. Richard Rogers of the Iowa Firearms Coalition supports the bill.
Putting up a no-gun sign has no effect on bad people. It does affect the good people, the right of their ability to defend themselves, not even so much at a public meeting or public place, but on their way to and from.
Opponents at the subcommittee meeting said requiring more security could be very expensive and that the proposal strips local governments of any input on gun safety. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says the goal behind the proposal is to ensure that gun range owners are treated fairly by zoning boards. It passed on a 2-1 vote and now goes on to the full Public Safety Committee. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.